Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of our series entitled The Daily Bread. We welcome you here. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. If you take anything away from this message today, get a hold of that confession. Amen. That's a confession that we make on the daily. Amen. As well as Sunday mornings at our services. Amen. But get a hold of that, where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I welcome you here to our Daily Bread series that it feels like, we've been doing this well over 3 years now, I believe, amen? So I just wanted to take a few moments to thank each and every one of you who has been faithful, who continues to stay connected with us here at First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. I just recently did my first, I guess, sermon, you can say, last Sunday. And I had mentioned how we used to do the daily bread every day, Sunday to Sunday. Amen. And we really didn't have that many listeners, but when the Lord led the pastors to stream it back down, or stream it back some, and then we just did every Wednesdays, our numbers shot through the roof, so to speak. So that means that each and every one of you is listening, you are being faithful, and you are listening in every Wednesday. You're sharing with your loved ones, co-workers, family members to tune in and listen, and we appreciate that. Amen? We appreciate it greatly. A couple of announcements. We have returned to in-person services. Amen? And we meet every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen? And if you are in the area, amen, or visiting in the area, we invite you to come out and be a part of our service, amen. You will be encouraged, you'll be strengthened, amen. The Word of God will be deposited into your spirit, amen. So if you're in the area or you're visiting, join us Sundays, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, amen. And of course, all the information can be found on our website. Amen. And if you can't be a part of our service, amen, we are on YouTube now. Amen. And I'll give you the information. Our channel is FHK Church Video. But to look it up, you would type in FHK Church Video. Amen. FHK Church Video. And you'll see a little icon of the world, and just click on that and you'll see our channel. Amen. Bless God. Shout out to the 9 subscribers that we have on there. Amen. And you can tune in if you don't reside in the area. Amen. Or even if you do reside in the area, amen, and you want to listen in again, maybe you missed something that Pastor Jesse touched on, amen, or Pastor Rose, or something was said in the service and you didn't catch it, amen, by all means, go back and watch it again, amen. And finally, if you're on Instagram, our Instagram is fhkfc.insta, fhkfc.insta, I-N-S-T-A, amen. We post every Monday a little video or a scripture to get you through your week, amen. And then throughout the week, we put a daily Bible verse in the story section. And of course, we give you some reminders on the hours of our church service. And of course, our daily bread, which is every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Amen. So if you're interested or you're on Instagram or you would like to share that, we would appreciate it. Amen. So share our Instagram, share our YouTube with your friends. Amen. Coworkers. Amen. Family members, those that are lost. Amen. We are using each of the tools at our disposal for what? The ultimate goal is to get the word out to the lost. Amen. Get the word out to the lost. And of course, to what? To be a part of bringing in the greatest harvest this world has ever seen. Amen. We're living in the last days. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, that people have been saying that for years. People have been saying that a long time. But honestly, as Pastor Jesse has mentioned, you know, time is being compressed. If you have been watching any television as of late, if you've been in the supermarkets, if you have been to stores as of late, it seems like everyone has shot past Thanksgiving and is already preparing for Christmas. Amen. It seems like even before October 31st, there was already signs of Christmas. Amen. But it just shows, here we are, November the 8th. We are speeding through another month. Amen. And praise God, before you know it, Christmas will be here. New Year's will have come and gone. And a brand new year will begin. Amen. So, I'm going to give you a little encouragement. The Lord has been giving me nudges, so to speak, to just kind of talk on adversity. Amen. Adversity as a Christian, adversity in our lives. Amen. And that's something I'm kind of sticking with and sharing with, how in the midst of adversity, God is one, God is always with us. And we should never feel like I'm going through this storm alone. No one's with me. I'm alone. No, that's the furthest from the truth. Amen. That is what the devil wants you to believe, what you feel. That's what he wants you to feel. He wants you to focus on that. Amen. But in all actuality, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are right there with you. Amen. And you're never alone. Amen. So today's small devotional for the daily bread, if I was going to put a title to it, is entitled The Struggle. The Struggle. And if you're taking notes or you're jotting some notes down, or if you have your Bible, you can turn to Colossians 2:7. Amen. Or write that down and then read it later on this evening. Amen. Again, Colossians 2:7. It says, let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment for him. It says, see that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. It says, let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. Amen. Excuse me. Again, that was Colossians 2:7. Now, in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, the theme of gratitude becomes all but inescapable. It says this can be a wonderful reminding. It says this can be wonderful, reminding us of all the good in our lives. But it can also be painful. Did you catch that? It says this can be wonderful, reminding us of all the good in our lives, but it also can be painful. You might be thinking, what do you mean painful, Andrew? What if we're in a season where thankfulness eludes us? Take a moment and think about that. What if you're in a season where thankfulness eludes you? Amen? Or eludes me? What if counting our blessings seems to take no time at all? Think about that. What if counting your blessings seems to take no time at all? Amen? If this is you, you are not alone. Amen? I'm going to repeat that. It says, if this is you, you are not alone. It says, pour over his word and let his love and truth pour over you. Pour over his word and let his love and truth pour over you. In other words, get into the word. Amen? Get into your Bible. Now, the struggle will end. The blessings will come. All will be well. Amen? You might be thinking to yourself, well, that seems pretty easy. It does seem easy. It is easy, and it's doable. But the first step is what? Is getting into the word, getting into the Bible. Now, the confession we would like to make today sounds like this. Say, Lord, today help me to be full of gratitude, even if I'm finding it hard to be thankful. I want to repeat that. We want to make this confession. Say, Lord, help me today. Lord, today help me to be full of gratitude, even if I'm finding it hard to be thankful. And finally, we want to make a confession saying, you are always good and faithful. Amen? Say that. Say, you are always good and faithful. Amen? Again, Colossians 2:7. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. Amen? And overflowing with gratitude. It says, there will always be times when we struggle. There will always be times when struggling seems more prevalent than blessings. Amen? Did you catch that? There will always be times when struggling seems more prevalent than blessings. When gratitude seems like an impossible requirement and faith, once so familiar, has gone into hiding. Amen? It says, release your heart from any guilt bubbling up inside and sink your roots into Jesus. Did you catch that? It says, sink your roots into Jesus. Let gratitude and faith overflow from one into another, and may all your roots intertwine in the rich, fertile soil of God's love and truth. Amen? Get excited. Get encouraged. Amen? It says, and may all your roots intertwine in the rich, fertile soil of God's love and truth. Amen? That's exciting to read. Amen? Now, let's make this final confession together. Say, thank you, God, that I can depend on you for a heart of gratitude. Amen? Say, thank you, God, that I can depend on you for a heart of gratitude. Say, it doesn't always come naturally, but it is possible to dwell on the many blessings I have and create an underlining attitude of thanksgiving. Amen? Say that again. It doesn't always come naturally. It doesn't always come naturally. Say, but it is possible to dwell on the many blessings I have. And finally say, and create an underlining attitude of thankfulness. Amen? And I will leave you with a departing thought. Amen? It says, begin speaking out all the things you are grateful for. Amen? Begin speaking out all the things you are grateful for. Amen? And when you do that, amen? Again, right here. May all your roots intertwine in the rich, fertile soil of God's love and truth. Amen? Now, if you take anything away from what I shared with you, amen? Take this part out of everything. Amen? It says, if this is you, you are not alone. Amen? If this is you, you are not alone. Amen? God is with you. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Amen? So, as I always wrap up the daily bread with these encouraging words, I always like to share them with you. Amen? That when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? As I always say, God wants to be a part of your life in every area. Amen? Now, I know we're heading into Thanksgiving and Christmas will be just around the corner. And I encourage you that even in this busy holiday season, amen, let's not forget the real reason for the season, which is Jesus. Jesus. That catchy saying, Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen? Let's not get so caught up in our, we have to buy this for this person, we have to buy that for this person. We're preparing this for Thanksgiving, we can't forget to make this dish for this party. Amen? And so on and so on. But take time. Amen? Take time this holiday season to really focus in on the Lord. Amen? I'm not trying to say Thanksgiving is bad or Christmas is bad. No. But let's not get so overwhelmed in the hustle and bustle that we lose sight of the real reason we celebrate Christmas. Amen? The real reason we need to be thankful each and every day, not just on Thanksgiving Day. Amen? So be blessed. Have a blessed and wonderful rest of your week. Amen? Keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen? They pray for you daily. Amen? Again, if you're in the area, come join us this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. The doors are open. The invite is always there for you. Amen. Come be a part of our service. Amen. And if you can't, you can see us on YouTube. Amen. And if you need some daily encouragement, amen, you can check out our Instagram. Amen. All that information is here on our website. Amen. So be blessed. Stay warm this weekend. If you reside here in Texas, it's supposed to get chilly this weekend. Amen. So stay warm and cozy. Amen. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, Texas. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday for another edition of our Daily Bread. Be blessed.